This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, you got Intern Joe. It's Friday, and we're just
chilling.
On those really tasty good vibes. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. 585-252-9800. Where's all our friends at this morning?
Amy from SOTUS sliding right in. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are better today. Getting back to the YMCA and into routine. After life, you know, lifed me last month. Have a great weekend, guys, and happy early birthday, Breezy. Thank you so much. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven.
Yeah.
Way up for Friday. Great job this week, everyone. We're so proud of you. Love you both so much. Hope you have an amazing weekend and happy birthday, Breeze. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nico and Steve.
Come back Monday.
Yeah,
official day.
Yeah, come through. We don't have any gift cards for you guys this time around, but you should come through.
Come through. Oh, hi, Joe.
Morning, Breeze.
What up?
Intern Joe, let me tell you why my vibes are up this morning, because you brought us Dunkin', and it was very sweet of you. First time you've ever done that.
Yeah, I figured
I might as well
do the intern thing and bring everyone coffee, right?
He's going to send us a Venmo request.
No, literally.
After this show.
It's so classic. Is this like your last day? Kind of.
Officially, but I'll be here for your birthday on Monday.
Thank God. I can't even do anything without you, so it's fine. Perfect.
I've gotten a hold of 4 places in town that all make pizza. I was like, Monday morning, 9 o'clock. We can't do it. Our hands are tied.
No,
I'm like, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God. Please, God, no. I would rather just
I'm going to make it, and it's going to be made with love, and it's going to be made with a secret recipe.
Okay.
But it's going to be delicious. Do you want stuffed crust or do you not want
it? It's not going to be edible. It's not going to be edible at all.
I make a really good pie, Breeze.
Do you?
Yeah, and it's my grandma's recipe, my Sicilian grandmother.
Are you making it in the microwave? Where's the pizza oven?
Well, I was going to make it the night before, wake up early, warm it up in the oven and bring it in. It's a lot of admin. I'm saying it now, but come Monday, I'll be like, "Ugh, here's pizza bagels."
Ugh, I got to wake up for Breezy's birthday.
I know.
Listen, you're going to have to help me out. There's a lot we need to do.
There's a lot that needs to be done.
We got to get the billboard ready to go out on 490.
I thought we were keeping that a secret.
Yeah. That's
it's an every year thing.
It's very
important.
She wants it to be.
No, I know. We did have it 1 year, and it was a dream.
It was
a dream, so.
That was your
20...
It wasn't even her 30th.
Ninth. My 29th.
It was her 29th birthday. What's up with you? You got a spray tan yesterday.
I got a spray. I'm just living, laughing, loving. I have a lot going on this weekend. Vibes are high. Even though I didn't sleep last night, I woke up at 3 a.m., couldn't go back to sleep.
Sorry,
yeah, it was
Bruce.
A lot. But it's fine. It's fine, I guess.
It's going to be a great day, but it's going to be an even better weekend. You guys want to play round three of how much money did Moose spend at Wegmans yesterday?
Oh, God.
Of course we do.
Yesterday was four items.
So what are we up to total for the week?
Four items yesterday. It's not as much as you might think, but go ahead, Breezy, take a stab at it.
51.
All right, let's break it down, though. Monday was $92. Tuesday was $55. You hit that on the head. And then let's get to today. Keep going a little bit more.
More?
Keep going a little bit more.
For four items?
Wow.
$67.
Nope, less.
$55 again?
Keep going a little bit more.
$56.
Yeah, that's right, $56.
You need help.
What could you buy four items for
$56? Can you start bringing the receipts in?
Well, it's more of like the nutrition, vitamins, minerals, stuff like that. Fish.
I don't. Okay, wait.
Vitamins are expensive. Protein powder is expensive.
You said 92.
Because the other day I bought those creatine gummies. Those are $40.
$103 or $203 just this week alone, and it's not even over. And you don't even have groceries, so.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, but my
groceries.
No, and he's still going out to eat every night. Okay.
No, I haven't gone out once this week out to eat. By the way, my credit score is through the roof. Because why? Because I'm doing so well.
Because you're maxing out credit cards. That's why.
I'm doing so well.
You're doing well for yourself, Moose.
No, you're not doing well. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about the Amerks because they're crushing it right now, and I'm so very proud of them.
So proud. So proud.
I hope eventually the Red Wings get there too. But
they'll get there. They'll get there.
I feel like they will. But we'll talk about all the great things the Amerks are doing. And they just absolutely crushed Syracuse yesterday. What a feel-good feeling. Are you a hockey player? You're a swimmer.
I'm not a hockey player, but I like watching it.
Hockey fan.
Hockey fan.
You're a hockey fan. I've always looked at myself as a player.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
thank you.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. Guys, the Amerks are absolutely crushing it right now. How could you not be proud of them? Right? They advanced to the North Division Final after sweeping the Syracuse Crunch in a three-game series. They absolutely crushed them. And it's just awesome. It's awesome when you see your team just defeat another team. And the sadness and defeat in the eyes of the opposing team is so fulfilling, is it not?
Oh my God, it's dark. It's very dark.
Just watching.
Like, I want to see them cry. Like,
you
oh
do.
My God.
You do. And they absolutely went there, and they had their. They were ready to play. They were. They secured a 4-0 victory, and I just have to say that Devin Levi, the 23-year-old goalie, is a total G. This guy allowed just 2 goals in the series, 90 saves. Hopefully I'm saying his name right. I've only seen him play twice, but the kid has got a bright future ahead of him. This kid can play goalie, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why the Sabres kept him on a 2-way contract.
I heard that.
We're like, hey, we need some help.
See ya.
I grew up playing soccer, but secretly I have always thought of myself as a hockey player.
It's not.
Did you ever play hockey?
Can you ice skate?
Well, my parents, they put me on skates once when I was nine. Took about 5 minutes before they were like, nope.
Crashes that open.
So not a hockey player. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
not a hockey player.
Secretly.
Also, he was like wearing figure skates.
What's the difference?
Are you kidding? Yeah, you're definitely not a hockey player.
The curve of the blade.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it has to do with the curve of the blade.
The figure skaters like wear like boots with like a sharp
With the
blade. And then the hockey players wear like etnies with a curved blade that they can just maneuver around.
It's figure skating skates are mostly flat blades. Hockey skates are curved.
They're curved, yes.
They're curved. Bop around. But a real hockey player would know that. You know what I mean?
No, of course. I'm not calling myself a real hockey player. I just secretly have always really wanted to play.
He fantasizes about being a hockey player. Nice. That's what he's trying to say.
Nice. It has got to be the most difficult sport anyone can play. I mean, how much equipment are you actually putting on? That stuff weighs you down. And then to just be on skates like that, effortlessly... just gliding through the ice, it's impressive to watch, man.
I disagree.
Yeah. I would say water polo is way.
I was going to say,
are you out of your mind?
And swimming are both
you're
harder.
Literally trying to keep your head above water to survive.
Fine. And you're also trying to do the whole thing, athletic feet without oxygen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I can't compare water polo with hockey. I mean, hockey's a way tougher sport.
No, you have
to have maybe more endurance in the pool. I will give you that. But as far as when it comes to playing hockey, no.
You could not.
That's the hardest sport.
You couldn't tread water for 10 minutes.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't. Without
Moose, I don't think you realize how long 10 minutes is.
Bro, I was a swimmer in high school.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I swam.
He swam from the shallow end to the other shallow end.
Listen, I understand you were a swimmer. I get that. I get that. But most of my friends got full rides and scholarships. I helped train them.
Right.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
We love a caddy. All right.
Coming up on the show, my 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and my stomach is in knots. Is it bad I'm feeling this way, considering the boy she is dating he's a good kid? I just have a really bad feeling. I don't know if anyone else has ever felt this way, the same way our girl Mia from Greece is feeling right now, but she sent us this message earlier this week. We want to see if we can give her some advice for an all-new Parental Confidential, and just do a check-in, you know? How many of you have suggestions or can maybe point her in the right direction? We'll get to her message coming up next on PXY. Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy Friday. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and my stomach is in knots. That's the message we got from Mia from Greece. And she writes and says, guys, I love you, but please be easy on me. Try not to crack too many jokes. I can't tell how I should be feeling right now about this situation, but would love to hear from others. So if you guys have suggestions this morning, or if you've been in Mia's shoes, please let us know. 585-252-9800 is the number. Here's the message she sent a couple days ago. She says, so I was hoping people might be able to help me understand myself. My stomach's in knots. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and I'm sick over it, even though he's a good kid. She's smart, she's responsible, respectful. She does incredibly well in school. She's heavily involved in extracurricular activities. She's got a part-time job. She pays a lot for her own stuff. Her boyfriend is kind of the male version of her. Comes from a decent family, also works part-time. His parents seem good, like, decent. They all get along and appear to have a healthy family. He's not religious like they are, but I saw this coming a few weeks ago based on the way she was talking about him. They've been friends for a couple of years now, and they made it official this last week over text, because this is 2025, and that's what teens do. I haven't been able to see too many red flags on my end, but I just feel some type of way about this. Why? Has anyone else dealt with this crippling anxiety when their child fell into their first relationship? Thanks for reading my message, Moose and Breezy.
She's panicking.
Well, I think what's happening is she's just scared that, you know, her kid is growing up. And that's what really is giving you the anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's how most parents feel the day of their child's wedding, right?
Yeah.
it's time to let
it's
you go.
Like, it's like hitting you super hard.
My baby's growing up.
Also, I mean, teen pregnancy is real. Although the statistics are down, it is real. So that's also a fear. Hopefully you didn't.
That's probably a conversation.
Hopefully you didn't think about that until I just brought that up.
Well, that's probably a conversation she's dreading having with her 16-year-old too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know they do a good job in making sure that people know about how to avoid that.
Stop that.
But.
Who's you know, they?
Like health teachers. Class, school. Yeah. I mean, they try, I guess. But it also is like so awkward that a lot of these kids like tune it out.
Well, were you.
Like, ew, stop it, Mrs. Glover. Ew.
Mrs. Glover. Okay, let me ask you something. This is all kidding aside. Would you have paid attention more in sex ed in school or paid more attention to your parents giving you the sex talk?
School.
School?
School.
Why?
It's less awkward. I don't know that woman. I'll never see her again. I have to see my mom every day.
I mean, mostly just because they're going to be like super professional and not feel weird about it because they've given the talk a million times.
And you have to take a test on it, so you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Did you ever get the sex talk from your parents?
No.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
Nah. They just were like, don't end up with a kid when you're not ready for it. And I was like,
okay,
good talk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of like my dad. Knocks on the door. Hey, keep it in your pants. And that was it.
Be way different for boys.
You know, it depends. I know some friends that were very uncomfortable having that conversation with their mom. Let's go over to Andrea, who's texting in first. She goes, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Andrea. My four-year-old is next to me and listening to this right now, and it's making me start having a panic attack about her growing up. Well, you know, she's gonna grow up.
Listen, you got time. You got plenty of time.
She's only four, but I understand. Yeah. Katie says, not many parents love the idea of their teens dating, but at the same time, you wouldn't want to rob your kid of that experience. In addition to letting her know you're always there, yeah, I would state that you would be happy to get her on birth control if she wants to. It might be met with an ew, like you said, Breeze, or an eye roll, but it's good to throw it out there so she knows not to worry about how you would react if she asked. That's good, too. If you brought it up first instead of having to wait, you know, at least she trusts you a little bit more.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Listen, I mean, I think that this is a learning experience for your daughter, and I don't think that you should hinder that whatsoever, because I would rather her date now. And I know that parents are super like eerie about the whole dating at a certain age and things like that, but like I would rather them date now. Again, not a parent, I'll disclaim that. I would rather them date now and learn all this stuff while they're under your roof than when they're 20, get their first boyfriend, they're in college, they have no idea what's normal and what's not, and they have no one to look after the situation or oversee it to be like, hey, I don't really think that's how people in relationships should be talking to each other or should be treating each other. Because you can see it if they're living in your home. You can't see it if they're on their own in college, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. You know, I got a taste of what a toxic relationship really was when I was maybe 19, 20 years old. And at that time, I was still living at home. Mm-hmm. But it weighed on me so much, it was enough for my parents to ask, what's going
Correct.
On? And for me to open up and tell them. And they're like, that's not normal.
Correct.
That's not Correct. How that's that is saying. Supposed to go. You're not supposed to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I kind of agree 100% with you. Good morning, guys. As the mother of two grown women now, I understand it's scary. The idea that their worlds include young men is terrifying and thrilling at the same time. It's fun to see them blossom into young women and fall in love. Maybe. But it's also scary because at this age, hearts get broken a lot. I got a lot of good and bad info from my girls, but knew enough of what was going on to gently guide them. She will do great. Just be there for her. Yeah, it's not unusual that you're feeling this way, yeah. Mia.
Health teacher here, please have the talk with your kid. It's so hard when a kid comes into our class with zero knowledge of anything.
Yeah.
Starting at ground zero.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. You're looking out for your daughter, and it could be hard to accept she's grown up. It's completely normal to feel this way. Be thankful she's dating a good kid and not some loser who's full of red flags. Yeah. All the girls in high school, they all want to date the jocks and the bad boys. Mm. I'm projecting.
I think it's good that you actually approve of this kid.
Of course.
Don't hesitate and second guess yourself because you are afraid of the actual act of her dating. It's not the kid. You know what I mean? And you sitting there and questioning, like, putting that energy and that fear into the kid more so than you're just not accepting the fact that your daughter's dating someone, period.
Right.
Because it could be way worse. They could be dating a drug addict.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really aggressive.
But well, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
I love him.
You like to party.
But Daddy, I love him.
You don't understand.
I'll fix him. You don't know him like I know him.
I'll fix him. That was my favorite line hearing from girls in high school.
I'll fix him.
You don't understand. He's a bad boy.
He's literally huffing a whipped cream can in the bathroom, but okay.
Whippets in the high school bathroom is crazy.
All right, let me get to one more. And I want to get to this message because it's a single dad. And I'm like, oh, this is a different perspective. Eric says, good morning, guys. Single dad here. And my 16-year-old daughter started dating recently. I had two options. Sit at the door with a gun and try to be that scary, tough dad.
Very dark.
Or have a relationship with her and not judge so she trusts that she can come to me if needed. As long as she's dating a good kid, be thankful. This is just part of life, but don't stress about it. All parents feel the way you do, especially fathers.
Yeah.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Thank God my dad did not have a daughter. He'd be screwed. Be screwed. Thank you guys for all the messages.
You're the closest thing he's got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Mia, you're going to be fine. It sounds like your daughter's going to be okay. She's dating a good kid.
For now. Sorry, I'm done.
This was helpful.
No, I don't think it was.
I know. I feel like I learned a lot.
I think we did have a couple useful bits of information.
I think so, too. Give yourself a little bit of credit, you know?
I think the only thing that was useful is Joe, and this is his last day. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Time to get after it. Happy Friday. Coffee check, spray tan check. Intern Joe ready to go. We're getting a check up from the neck up. Thank you guys for tuning in. 70 for the high today. It is the 2nd of May. I will say this. Some of us really struggle to pronounce certain words. Anyone have a hard time spelling the word vacuum? Or restaurant, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear which words you just can't spell.
I can't spell any word.
Well, you can spell words.
Not really. I can spell and.
All right.
Or am.
Spell hypothesis.
Can't do it. Can't do it. And you can't pronounce words. Like, you ruin every single saying. What did you say? Tip for tat.
Yeah, tip for tat.
Nope, that's not it.
That's what happens when you go to a tattoo parlor. You tip for the tat.
Tip for tat. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's where I got it from when I got my...
When you got your sleeve.
Yeah.
It's all in white ink. You can't see it.
Yeah, but no, I got the invisible ink.
Yeah.
So I lost it this morning during commercial break. Earlier in the show, I got my hands on a 911 call. And the operator asked this gentleman to spell out the name of his street so they can send paramedics to tend to his wife. And he could not do it. The guy put his wife's life at risk. Take a listen to the 911 call and which word he was struggling with.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir, can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
I'm going to drag her to Oak Street. You can just get her next door, okay?
I'm sorry. Where was that?
Eucalyptus.
Where was the... They were in the south, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, she got attacked by a warthog, which is basically... It's like a wild
like a
boar.
Pig, yeah,
it's a pig.
Yeah.
It's got the tusk. Those things are fast.
It's Pumbaa, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
What?
Hakuna Matata.
What? I'm going to drag her over to Oak Street.
It's just...
I'm going to drag her to Oak Street because I can spell that one.
Right.
I can spell Oak. O-A-K.
One more time for the people in the back.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir. Can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
So much more admin.
It's a lot of admin. She's like, you idiot, just Google it. They probably don't have like, ran out of data.
It's eucalyptus is not an easy word to spell. It's not.
Can you spell it?
No.
I don't even. EU. Hold on, I guess.
No.
EUC.
It's.
Anyways.
I don't think there's a U in there.
He's right so far.
Is there?
He is right.
Yeah.
There's a Y somewhere. I know that for certain.
100%. Which words do you guys struggle with? Breeze?
Every word, but specifically, I don't know. I do a lot of like simple words. Like apparently I can't spell.
Apparently could be difficult.
Apparently you can't spell.
Special is hard for me, which just, you know, pronunciation sucks. But like the typical restaurant necessary, obviously. Kitchen is hard for me.
Kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, this seems pretty basic.
Yeah, I'm all over. That's the thing about me. I have range.
Yeah, it's the small words like vacuum. I can never, anytime I write down vacuum or type it in, they got to autocorrect it for me. I'm like, how do I continue to get this word wrong? What's yours?
Yesterday, when I was typing up something, I couldn't get the word spatial.
Spatial?
Couldn't be me.
Like, yeah.
S-P-A-C-
No.
I am
wrong.
Spatial.
I thought it was with a C. It's with a T.
Oh,
S-P-A-T-I-A-L.
What is that?
Like spatial awareness.
Oh, I see.
Like taking up space.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there would be a T there.
Right. That's. I was like, why does autocorrect keep thinking that I'm saying special? I'm not saying special. I'm talking about space.
Lindsay says, I cannot for the life of me spell guaranteed. So now I just try to never use the word because it pisses me off.
So I am so bad at spelling. I'm so bad at reading, like all of the things, right? But the one word that pisses me off to the end of time when people can't use correctly or spell correctly is the word lose. Whenever people use it,
yeah.
They always write out loose.
Right, L-O-O-S-E.
I'm like, that's not it.
Right.
Like, that is so commonly messed up.
It's like, I'm sorry that your friend is a looser.
Literally.
Back in the day.
I want to loose my mind. I've just loosed some weight.
Back in the day, when I was an intern at PXY, I was in charge of putting the song and the titles into the system. And Scott Spisano
like
was like Spisano was like Ron Burgundy at the time, so he would just read whatever I wrote. Well, Beyonce had her song out, "Lose My Breath," but he's like, "All right, coming up next is Lose My Breathe on PXY." Let's go to the phones real quick. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Ezra. Who is this?
Oh,
seriously?
You called us, bro.
Seriously, Ezra?
Yeah. You asked my name. Now I'm asking you too.
Okay, that's fair enough. My name is Moose. That's Breezy.
You listen to our show, I hope.
How can we help you?
Unless you're calling random numbers, which is also strange.
Are you a solicitor?
No, not at all. Not
am I late on my car insurance? What's happening here?
What's happening?
That's funny.
okay. What's up, bro?
In the, But it's in reference to what you guys are speaking to, so I typically listen to you on the way to work.
Okay.
And I know that eucalyptus is one of those difficult words to spell, but if I struggle with anything, I'm going to have to say it's the words necessary, disappointed, and decision.
You don't have a hard time saying them. You have a hard time spelling them.
Spelling them,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I usually end up substituting the C's for S's or vice versa. And I just wanted to come on. And so I say a lot of people struggle to pronounce or spell words.
Sure.
Don't let it get to you. It's not the end of the world. Actually, my girlfriend has trouble spelling the word.
Oh, you have
restaurant.
A girlfriend? I'm sorry. What word was that?
She has problems with restaurant, baguette, and diarrhea. I'm sorry.
In that order?
That was probably gross.
No, honestly have trouble with restaurant myself.
I have trouble with every word. I can't spell to save my life. So, it's really tough.
What, Ezra, humor us, what's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I don't think I need to tell you that.
Okay. That's totally fine.
You haven't named her yet, have you?
That's totally fine. You don't have to, buddy. She has trouble spelling restaurant, baguette, and of course, diarrhea, right?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Where did you meet your girl at?
AMF Bowling on Dewey Avenue.
That's a good spot.
Believe it or not, she hit on me.
I love it.
Crazy.
I love it, you silver tongue devil. What was the vibe? What were you wearing?
Well, I was just wearing a nice pair of slacks, a nice button-up shirt, because when I go out in public, I like to present myself in the neatest way possible.
Sure.
Sure.
It was enough for her.
It was enough.
For everyone else to turn heads at AMF.
It was enough. Yeah. I mean, most people would think it was the other way around, that I hit on her, but that's not the case.
No.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun. I was made fun of a lot in school because I always had trouble with words and spelling, but she's never made me feel stupid, and I always appreciated that about her.
Oh, good, man.
What a love story. That's amazing.
And how far along are you guys in your relationship, Ezra?
Well, it's getting serious. We're coming up on 6 months.
Hey!
Absolutely crushing it. Wait, amazing.
Good for you, man. We love to hear that. Well, hey, we tip our hats to you, Ezra, and your anniversary of 6 months with you and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you guys should do? You should go back to AMF and celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate that place.
All right. Hey, listen, before you go, spell necessary.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do this.
It's okay. We won't put you on the spot. Dude, have the best Friday, Ezra. Appreciate you calling up, buddy.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Bye, King.
Why do I get the impression that this guy's a freak in the sheets?
Yeah.
Not him hating the place he went on.
He's like, no, I hate that place. What do they say? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to deliver the news. It's not my choice, but these things happen. A lot of people are in uproar, absolutely up in arms on the west side of the city because Jim's at the mall, the cherished dining spot, is closing. It will not be there in Grace Ridge Mall on May 16th.
It's a bummer.
Last day is May 15th after, you know, leaving the longtime spot. The patrons are in disbelief, and they're calling for action. They are not going to take this lying down, I'll tell you that much. A sign outside the restaurant revealed that the closure came as a shock, and they had to move because that's what was going on in their contract. They wrote literally a J.K. Rowling novel outside of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Dear, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Well, does it state why they're closing?
It's too long. No. Not really.
Just like we got bored?
Yep.
Because they,
it was more, so by the mall.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It has something to do with the mall at Grease Ridge. But what was the name before? Critics? I think it was Critics before it was Jim's.
Yeah, it was Critics back.
Since the 60s, 70s.
Yes, 67.
The petition has already garnered 300 signatures within 2 hours. And now has more than 1,000. So people are not having it. And given the fact that it's not their choice to leave, they're hoping that they can have any say or move the needle in any way to get them to stay. given the fact that it is the mall's decision.
Yeah, it's a knife to the gut when you lose some of your favorite places. It's how I felt when they got rid of Buckman's Bakery in Greece. That place was around for, I don't know, over 100 years, and then they knocked it down to put up a Walgreens, which then went out of business a couple of years later.
There's literally no, greater shock than rolling up to your favorite joint that you frequent and there being a sign on the door. This happened to me with Carrot Company out in Victor years ago. I went there so much. I went there 3 to 4 times a week that they named a broth bowl after me.
Oh, that's when you know you made it.
And I literally just went there for a routine lunch and there was a sign on the door. No explanation. It was being ghosted by a restaurant is tough.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
That's really tough. That is like the lowest of the low, truly.
We're going to see what happens with gyms. Because, like you said, people are not taking this lying down.
They are not. That petition is a rolling.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Yeah. We need caller 8 right now to go head-to-head with our girl for your chance at a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul on July 6th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. We're giving you a chance to win these tickets before they go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Call us now, 585-252-9800. We do it next on the show. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy! 585-252-9800
for Can't Be Breezy. This is your shot to win tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Darien Lake July 6th. We got your chance to win them before you can buy them this morning. And we need caller 8 right now.
Let's go to the phone.
But they do go on sale today, correct?
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
PXY, who's this?
Woo, it's Rachel.
Well, Rachel, I love the energy this Friday. Where are you calling from?
Rochester.
Rochester? Oh,
love that for you.
All right, well, good luck. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8!
Let's get it.
All right, Rachel, talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
Never, ever. She's my girl. Love you long time.
No, I love you.
Oh, my God.
We're obsessed with each other.
Good luck. All right. Bye, Breeze. All right, Joe, stay here. You're going to keep score for me. Let's get right into it. Rachel, question number 1. How many total numbers are on a dartboard?
I think 20.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Going with 20. Let's go to question number 2. What is the world's tallest animal?
Giraffe.
Going with the giraffe. Question number 3. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar?
Oh, Arby's.
Going with Arby's. Big fast food girly?
No, I used to work there. That's how I know.
Let's go to question number 4. Rachel, finish the lyrics.
Oh, boy.
To this famous Wiz Khalifa song, No Sleep.
Okay.
Ready? And...
I apologize. I couldn't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know how to help you with that. All right. We'll go back around. No worries.
Say it one more time. Yeah, that's up to you.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Here we go. Ready? And...
Party all day, party all night. Say you want to party, let's party, all right?
All right, is that your final answer?
I guess.
All right, she's going with it. And question number 5. What is oil used for in an engine? We're looking for only one word here, Rachel. What is oil used for in an engine?
What's oil used for in an engine?
In a car engine.
To lubricate the motor?
Okay, that's the final answer. We're locking you in. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Intern Joe, Rachel, we're going to tally your answers up here.
Okay.
Breeze.
How did we do, my queen?
Breeze, you got your work cut out for you this morning. Rachel just went 5 for 5.
Classic. Why do we even play this game anymore? There's no shot. I have no chance.
Breezy, I feel like this could come down to a tiebreaker this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah, right. Let's go to question number one. Breezy's. Rachel, sit tight. How many total numbers are on a dartboard? 'Cause you've played darts. We played darts together at the bar.
We did?
Yeah. You were blackout.
She was getting after it.
You guys are annoying.
3 seconds.
20?
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Breezy, what is the world's tallest animal?
A giraffe.
You sure?
I think.
That's fine. Question number three. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar?
Checkers?
Do we have one of those? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that that's...
Go with your gut.
Beef and cheddar? Well, maybe it's Arby's. I ruined the day with Arby's, but Arby's?
Final answer?
I guess.
I need an answer.
Arby's.
Question number four, Breezy. Finish the lyrics to this famous Wiz Khalifa song, No Sleep.
Party all day long.
Question number.
I saw Wiz Khalifa at CMAC. That was crazy.
Oh, he's the best.
I don't know how that was a thing, but anyway.
And last question, Breezy. What is oil used for in a car engine? We're looking for one word here. What is the oil used for?
Lube? Oh, like, yeah, lube. To, like, lube it up. You know, just an old lubester.
All right, Rachel, you there?
No, what happened?
Yep, I'm here.
Stupid.
Okay, we are looking at a tie right now. Do you want to go to
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's 5 out of 5. Do you want to go to a tiebreaker?
Of course.
You can risk it all. Breeze?
I'm right. Yeah, sure.
All right, it's whoever answers first. You got to scream your name.
Scream my name?
Yeah.
Breezy. Breezy.
Okay, ready?
Oh.
Here's the tiebreaker.
Wait, are we screaming our name or are we screaming the answer?
Well,
what are we screaming?
Yeah,
you're screaming your name and then I'm going to go to you.
Rachel!
Right. Here we go. Aquanet was a brand of what?
Ah, Breezy!
Hairspray!
Oh. I was going to say lotion, but that's Aquanet.
Intern Joe, who got it?
Rachel answered first.
Yeah. She did, because Breezy was going to say...
Lotion.
Lotion. Lube,
yeah,
right.
Lube.
Hey, Rachel, you're going to go see Wiz Khalifa. She goes summertime. And Sean Paul.
Party. Okay, quick story before we let you go. When I was in the 7th grade, it was my dad's job to come get me from school. He only did this once a year because he couldn't bear. He rolled up at 7 p.m., Bumping Temperature by Sean Paul. Mortifying. Tumbleweeds were rolling across. I was the only soul left at the building. The janitors had gone home. Everyone was gone. He was like, I got the right temperature. I was like, I gotta go.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Bump it to the
stage. No, so I'm like,
Breezy?
Sean Paul's traumatic for me.
In 3,
I love it.
2, 1. Uh-oh.
Should I get it
Here
up?
We go.
Should I get it up? Yeah. It's just the
instrumental. Here we go. Here we go.
This is the end of the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to sing it for us.
That's the instrumental.
All right, Rachel, thank you. Congratulations. Stay on the line. I'm going to get all your info. And we got more chances coming up this morning for you guys to win tickets to Sean Paul and Wiz Khalifa on PXY Mornings.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
Thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
a beautiful Friday morning. Let's get it.
Woo!
Bossa Cross. Murder rates garbage plates.
Yeah!
70 for the high today. It is a beautiful start. Thank you guys for being here with us and tuning in. You can stream us live on that free Odyssey app. And yes, we still have two more pairs of tickets left to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul July 6th.
I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, gotta get the right that things to turn you on. And get I wanna be the papa, you can be the ma. Is that what you were looking for earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. I wasn't ready. I need to get activated. Okay. You know what I mean?
No, I totally understand. All right, let's jump into There I Said It. All of your unpopular opinions are coming in right now. 585-252-9800. I'll start because this really pissed me off yesterday. But why is Hollywood remaking The Goonies? And they were so excited to tell everybody about it.
What's
probably
that?
A movie you haven't seen yet. With you and I acted it out, Moose Beach Theater. It's an 80s classic with Sloth. Mm-hmm. The Goonies. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wasn't happy to hear the news because I just leave our childhood memories alone if you're born in the 80s. Come up with something original and stop remaking classic films.
I've been saying this since Disney started going AWOL. They've been going haywire. They're just like, can't think of an original idea? Let's just remake the old, the classic.
That's all they've been doing.
Although I'm very excited to see Lilo and Stitch. I will admit that comes out in June.
Personal opinion, I wasn't really that happy when they touched Ghostbusters, but they did it. So.
They did it like 100 times.
I know. It was like, come on.
How many times do we do this?
You're ruining it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you. The state needs to start enforcing laws that restaurants have to put the calories of the food item on the menu. There, I said it. Yeah. I would be fine with that. Would you? Would you?
I think that only applies to chain restaurants.
They do that at the Cheesecake Factory. Their menu is literally the Bible.
Oh, that dictionary that they hand out?
It's literally a phone book.
Yeah, but, well, have to, because anyone who eats two pieces of cheesecake back to back like I did needs to know that, hey, you just consume 62,000 calories.
Yeah,
huge health risk for sure. Yeah. Also, shame on you for even finishing one. They're so dense.
I know. I used to leave the show, and I used to head to Pittsburgh. I'd pick up two slices, go home. I just sit in the corner and eat both of them back to back. I don't know, I was going through something.
Crying in the corner?
Let's go over to Jenna. I can't believe I finished both. Jenna says, guys, I have a coffee date this afternoon. Oh, wow.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, gosh.
With some guy I met off Hinge. Can you name the best coffee place in the city? Also, not really a fan of coffee dates. Too basic, but he's a nice guy. There, I said it. Definitely
Moose
go to
hates a coffee date.
Go to us, Spot date. Coffee for sure. The place is
literally closed like 3 months ago. We were actually reported on it. So
yeah, I was here for that.
Yeah, even Joe's picking up on your antics.
They're sitting outside in front of the door.
I have a theory that Moose is blackout every time we do the show. He can't remember anything.
I mean,
do you think that calls for a doctor visit?
Yeah, let's go after the show. It's all I want for my birthday. Mine for today is this. Walmart has the best clothes around there.
Here we go.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is wrong.
Whatever. You know what's crazy? Big Red and I went to Walmart earlier this week and she said the same thing.
Yes! I knew I loved it.
She was like,
I knew I loved it.
Whoever's doing Walmart's purchasing is doing a really good job because, oh my God, this is so cute.
They have Reebok in there. They carry name brands.
What have you purchased for yourself? Are you buying tapered jeans for yourself? What are you getting at Walmart for men? Because she's trying to convince me to go shopping at Walmart. I'm like, what am I getting there?
Yeah, what did you get? Did you get anything or no?
I buy my socks there. Mm-hmm. Most of my workout attire I buy from Walmart.
Well, workout attire, I got no problem.
This cute little wrestling singlet is from Walmart.
Where'd you get that jean denim jacket from?
Rue 21 Rip.
Yeah. Okay.
Rip. All right. But I have gotten a jean jacket from Walmart.
These pants that I'm wearing right now, I got at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you guys, I thought, like, when I was in middle school and high school, there was always this connotation around Walmart, and if you shopped there for your clothes that you were, like, trashy or, like, went without. I just don't agree with it whatsoever.
Really
I never will. Even in high school, I was going there, and I would have to lie. Hey, listen, like, I got it from
when I was living in
people.
When I was living out in LA, I bought a bunch of stuff from Target. They had some good clothes for men. Got some nice chinos,
yeah.
Some nice t-shirts.
Yeah.
But nothing, everything at Walmart is like boxy and big patterns. It's like I'm not a 65-year-old retired dad
right.
with New Balance on.
I get all my golf stuff from Walmart.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't. You're the one who keeps talking about it. I thought we moved on years ago.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, here's mine for today.
Okay.
Little Caesars is better the next morning after sitting on the counter all day.
Dude, you couldn't be more right. You
Dude, it's like...
Eating Little Caesars, jail, immediate jail.
What do you mean? Immediate it's one of the best jail. Pizzas.
Moose and I are on the same page. It's better the morning after you bought it.
Yeah, but you
There's
let it sit down on the
it.
Counter?
There's
in the box, but yeah. In the box.
With meat?
I guess, okay, yeah, that's the question of the hour because...
Pepperoni.
Is it... chill to leave a pizza with pepperoni on the counter overnight and then still eat it? Because if you really think about it, if you go to a deli, there's pepperoni sticks just like chilling out in the open.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I mean, think it's not like chicken.
It's so heavily salted that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, these cured,
I love it.
These cured meats are so salty that you can go probably a month. Let's go over to, who's this person?
I think the danger would be cheese.
Did you guys hear about that kid that died from eating leftover pasta?
No.
That's what you don't want to do. If you sit pasta on the counter for like 4 or 5 days, which he did, the amount of bacteria that it grows, it killed him instantly.
4 or 5 days is
I
the
mean,
problem.
That's,
why would you do
Unless
you're
that? Ravenous, like,
Overnight one time is different.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Audrey. People who make...
really just brought my mood all the way down.
Yeah, but hey... Cheers to Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Audrey said, pizza. People who make fun of Disney adults are typically jealous and worry too much about what others think about them. There, I said it. Just be yourself.
Spoken like a true Disney adult.
Yeah, literally.
I just always found it interesting. You know what I mean?
The
to
Mickey
see a,
ears is
to
crazy.
See a 50-year-old man in overalls wearing Mickey Mouse ears waiting to ride the Space Mountain alone. You know?
Or they're like at the ribbon cutting for the Star Wars ride that just launched.
Not me wearing a Star Wars shirt.
That's Red Jug.
Shout out.
Hey, good morning, guys. Not everyone deserves a college education. Some people genuinely thrive being told what to do forever. There, I said it. Jesus, like hateful. God,
so hateful.
No, that tracks.
Some people, hey.
Some people, like, they actually are just better suited for just, hey, let's do this thing. Let's go.
People like being told what to do. That's why some people prefer... a relationship where, very submissive.
Not I.
Eric says, your pet isn't your fur baby. It's a glorified parasite that you pay rent for. What's going on today?
Whoa. Someone's...
What's going on?
Someone's pissed.
Sounds like Eric lost his first dog.
Can we all please give credit where credit is due? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The Amerks are crushing it right now. How could you not be proud of this team? They're absolutely killing it. They advanced in the North Division Final after sweeping... the Syracuse Crunch. I don't know why you would name a team that. There's nothing tough about that. The Syracuse Crunch.
Yeah, they're crunching other hockey players' heads.
More like getting crunched, I guess.
Nice.
I mean, they're not the cereal.
All right, Joe. they absolutely swept and secured a 4-0 victory. And it's just awesome when they beat a team this badly, 4 games in a row. It's just nice to just see the defeat in the opposing team's eyes. Like, they're so defeated, they're so sad, and it's fulfilling as a fan to see that.
Oh my God, you're evil. You're so hateful.
No, you want them to just do so well. That's what it comes down to. Their goalie, Devin Levi, 23-year-old, guy's a total G. He crushes it at a goalie. He allowed 2 goals in the series, 90 saves.
How many Amherst games have you been to this season?
2.
Really?
Yeah.
You went to 2 Amherst games?
That's more than last year.
I think that's 5 high. Or 6 for me.
Oh. I didn't get to one this year.
You didn't get to one?
I tried my hardest. Freeze. I really did. I went to a Nighthawks game. I did.
So did I.
Well, I mean, you might have the opportunity to still go for playoffs.
It's like July, they're still playing hockey.
No, they're going to be done by then. But the Amerks, I love the goalie. He's my favorite player. I love the guy. But the Amerks await their opponent in the North Division Final, which is either going to be They're going to go up against the Laval Rocket or the Cleveland Monsters. These names are terrible.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But whoever they play, I think the Amerks, they're ready to go. I said this earlier. I grew up being a soccer player, but I've always looked at myself as a hockey player. It's something I've always wanted to do.
That's not how that works. That's just not.
He
fantasizes about being able to ice skate.
He's like,
like,
I identify as a hockey player. I'm like, that's just not. That's not it.
A man can dream.
Yeah, you can dream, you can't say I am a hockey player if you never played hockey.
I'm not saying I'm a hockey player.
I look at myself as a hockey player.
Yeah, I do. I identify as a hockey player. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I've done it, but it's always been a dream of mine.
I identify as a hockey stick, so there's that.
Body
goals.
I skated once at 9 years old. And in the first 5 minutes, my parents were like, nope, get him out of the rink. He's a liability to other people who are skating. And I get it. All right, coming up on the show, it's another sick, twisted edition of What's in the Mystery Box. Intern Joe brought in two items, one for myself and one for Breezy.
This is your last Friday here, so we thought, why not go out with a bang? And if you think for a second you're going to go rogue...
I told him.
I'll fire you.
Breeze, I told him nothing is off limits today. Anything could be in the box. It can be a bar of soap or a severed head. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Last week, intern Joe stuck his hand in the mystery box only to discover a piece of poop, a.k.a. Baby Ruth bar.
That was so tough.
Breezy tried to trick Joe with a frozen coffee mug with spoons inside of it.
I thought it was giving like rabbit energy, like a dead rabbit.
It was not at all fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
No, not quite sure what you were going for on that.
I'm not either, so that's all right.
But
it's
Joe
all
guessed
about
it.
Trial and error.
So this morning, Joe brought in two items, one for myself, one for Breezy. And I told him anything goes this morning.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits. It could be a sponge. It could be somebody's head. I don't care. So Breezy and I will each reach our hand into the mystery box to guess what sick, twisted item Joe is making us touch this morning.
It's so
tough. I have yours out in the hall, Moose, because it's got an odor to it.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it already. All right,
go
grab that.
So tough.
We're going to start recording here because this is going to go up on our Instagrams. Hi, Moose, Breezy on air, 98 PXY. Rochester. All right, I'm covering my eyes, Joe. You sick, twisted man, you.
You are unwell.
All right.
All right. Move over to the side.
All right, tell me when you guys are ready. I'm going to stick my hand into the box.
What is that? What is that?
You have issues.
Diabolical.
You're just figuring that out now?
I thought I was sick. I was like, if anyone's going to be weird on this show, it's going to be me, okay?
No, I genuinely don't even know what that is. No, like, I'm not kidding.
Are these recording?
Yes, it's recording.
I don't want... Oh, okay. I'm putting my hand in the box.
What? It smells horrid.
What are you feeling, Moose?
What is that?
It's creamy. It's got dude, it's soaking wet. What is that?
Is it white? What?
Yeah, it's really goopy. It's creamy.
God.
It's white.
Did you get this from the bathroom?
No, not exactly.
Did you go to a sperm bank before this?
Oh my God, that's disgusting, Breeze.
That's all I can really see.
Not eat it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in your mouth.
I would not put that in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Don't do that.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. This is a nice smell. This smells like something you get out of a men's locker room, like an aftershave, something like that. It's dripping down my arm. Is it aftershave?
It's just a Tuesday.
No.
It's not aftershave.
No. Any other guesses?
It's a liquidy substance. I will say, like,
what would you typically use this for?
Oh,
all sorts of stuff.
Is this something that you
not
would
say for work?
Is this something that you would typically use if you wanted to engage and
what
play with your significant other?
Not me personally.
But whatever you're into, you know?
I mean, if you want to.
Dude, it's running down my wrist. Why is it so liquidy?
Wait, I'm letting...
I don't want to touch it anymore. Do you see this? It's white. It's creamy. When I said anything goes, I wasn't talking to you. That's not what I meant, Joe.
I'm like really uncomfortable right now.
I'm so glad this is your last day today.
No, same.
Any guess?
By the smell.
Is it like a good smell or
I don't
bad
think this
smell?
Is something you should eat.
Correct. It's,
well,
you should not eat it.
You put your finger in your mouth, Joe.
Well, you gotta test out all the senses.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie, I like the smell. This is the smell. I would use this as a cologne. I do not mind the smell. However, it's very liquidy. It's running down my fingertips. It's running down my wrist.
Cute.
Smells good. It's creamy and white. I got a lot of questions. I don't know if I want to touch it anymore. One more. Oh God, it's all over the
place. Well, one more. For old time's sake. Is it lotion?
Spermicidal lube?
It's lotion. I had microwaved it. It was warm. And then I put ice in it so that it would get warm and cold, but then the ice melted.
You didn't need to do all that, dude.
You're a sick, twisted individual.
You didn't need to do all that. You could have just put in lotion.
Most. That was crazy.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much.
You're really weird. All right. I guess it's
Is it spermicidal lube? No, it's Cetaphil.
No, not at all. It's just lotion that I put in the microwave and then exploded, and then I put an ice cube in it for no reason. Okay, perfect.
No, it's a vino.
So much.
Okay, Joe.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to go over to Breezy because Breezy's going to stick her hand in the box now.
Is the camera good? Or
yeah, you're all set, okay. Breezy. If you're just joining us, we're playing What's in the Mystery Box. Intern Joe brought in two items, one
and
for me.
Based on what that just happened, I'm genuinely so nervous.
You may want to be gentle with this.
Why do we not have any kind of
Is this good?
Napkins?
The camera?
Oh my God, you are twisted, dude. What is that? Breeze, up to you if you want to stick your hand in there. All right, move the box over just a little bit.
Okay,
you're all set. Stick your hand in and God help us.
You want to be gentle.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Are you positive that's not, you're positive
what?
That's safe?
What's wet? Something's wet. I haven't even, oh, it's the lotion. Okay.
You're positive that's safe?
Pretty sure.
Was it in the microwave?
No.
Nope. Reese, go ahead.
What the?
Almost needing to use the dump button.
Oh, man. Oh. Breezy's hand is in.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Breezy. I don't blame you. This is twisted.
Oh, my God. My hand's wet. We said no liquids.
Dad, yeah, there's a lot of liquid in that.
We didn't say no liquids. We said anything goes.
Go ahead, Breezy. Just all the way in. There's contents.
Wait. What? Why is it spongy? What is it?
That's what you're here to guess.
It's so slimy.
That's just.
Is it rabbit poop?
From my angle, I can't determine what's in that cup of water. I can't determine what's in there.
Okay, can I show you?
Yeah. All right, take a guess at what you think that gushy thing is in your hand.
I'm going to smell my hand. It smells like watermelon. Wait. It
smells like watermelon.
Well, I don't eat fruit that often, so I'm not...
Breezy, take a guess at what that could be.
Gosh. I pray, I hope it's candy because I'm fondling it right now.
What kind?
Candy soaked in water. I hope. I'm like cleaning myself off in the glass. That's probably not even water. It's probably pee. I think it's like a gummy, gummy soaked in hopefully water.
I think that's what that is. Is that what that is?
It's soaked in seltzer water.
Oh, my God, dude. You really went all out this.
Oh, yeah. It is a watermelon. All right. You
put a gummy watermelon inside seltzer water in a cup within the mystery box.
Yep.
And put it in the microwave.
No.
Constantly using the microwave. Joe.
You are a sick, twisted individual, my friend.
All right, so Breezy.
When I put my hand in the water, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I felt the gushy stuff, and I was like, okay, I don't like this anymore. Let's cut the show.
This would be a really great game to play over the holidays with the family.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about you. You're never playing this game again. That was it. So, spermicidal lube, and then...
It was not that. It was
I don't know.
Watermelon gushers in a glass of water with seltzer that was thrown in the microwave.
It was Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Oh, right. Actually, one of my faves. Throw me one of those bad boys.
Actually, let me try it. Hold on. Oh, my God.
I'll throw some of those.
Yeah, let me give it a little taste tester.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
What a beautiful Friday. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, we are all here, so time to get after it.
Buckle up, baby.
Buckle up. 70 for the high today. 3D printing.
Listen, there's one thing in this world that I will never understand, no matter how many times you explain it to me, no matter how many ways you slice and dice it to me, I cannot wrap my head around it.
You know, our coworker has a 3D printer. He's been having a lot of fun with it.
I know.
And I find it impressive, except when people start making, you know, machine guns with it.
Houses, cars. Like, I just don't understand, like, I don't get how it's, I can't even envision how it's doing what it's doing. Like, this is something that's like, it keeps me up at night, if I'm being honest.
The only way...
It literally keeps me up at night.
Okay, so imagine icing a cake, like a piping bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full of whatever building material it is, whether it's plastic, metal, concrete.
Who's doing it?
Who? What do you mean, who?
The machine?
Yeah, so you program in, it's like, hey, this is what we want it to print on this layer, and then it just goes layer by layer, and then it moves
it
up.
But it can print anything.
Pretty much
whatever
at this point.
You put into it.
There's 3D printed homes right now. They constructed an entire neighborhood using a 3D printing, whatever you want to call it, computer. And this thing is just blowing out concrete. It put up an entire neighborhood in like a week. I'm beyond impressed. And these are nice homes. And affordable.
How do you put the plans in? Who's engineering?
So you go into a computer program and you build a 3D model.
Who's in CAD? How?
Yeah, in CAD. Exactly.
Yeah, it's an entire program.
But you're telling me our coworker down the hall is engineering images and products on CAD?
I've done it before.
Yeah, you could. You're capable of doing it.
I've 3D printed lots of things.
Your head's going to explode because you've never used it.
I need to like physically see it in action. 3D printing.
How many of you actually have a 3D printer? And by the way, how much did it cost you?
Printing guns?
People have printed, the molds of a gun too. It's a scary. Yeah,
they
are illegal.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Very illegal.
Obviously, but.
Yeah. You're just printing out guns with no serial number?
Exactly.
So the thing is I was wondering what are some of the things that people are making with them? Because one dude, I saw he was in a car accident and just started 3D printing the replacement parts he needed for his vehicle.
But what is it? What is inside that is...
So it's, I think what our coworker has down the hall, it's printing out, think of like a hot glue gun, Breezy, but like plastic's coming out and it's slowly... In a case, it's like a printer, but it's encased in plastic and you can see it at work. It's actually molding the object that you programmed to actually print.
So the normal 3D printers take plastic filament, similar to like weed whacker stuff.
I can't wait to go back and listen to this break.
And it melts it. and then it draws one layer at a time.
No. No, I can't.
Why? What's the problem? Are you interested in getting one?
Here's the problem. No, absolutely not. I'm scared of it. No, I'm terrified. Here's the problem. Not great at math. And I feel like there's a lot of math that goes into this. I'm looking at coordinate grids right now. I'm looking at plot points. I'm looking at C plus D squared to G.
If you know how to use CAD, does it everything for you.
Nope.
One guy just texted in and was like, 3D modeling is anyone can actually learn to print fairly easy if they want to. How do you do it, though?
Oh. Also,
because I know it's a hobby for some people.
There's online libraries of pre-existing models that you can download.
Also, it's like so weird that everybody has a 3D printer. This person says...
Not everyone.
No, literally. This person says, my favorite thing to print on my 3D printer is architectural animals. It's kind of like a figurine toy, but they're super popular. My 3D printer was $800. Also, I feel like that number's super cheap for what they're doing.
No, it's, I got another.
They're not that expensive.
Who's this person? Anthony texted in.
When did this come out?
$500 he got his for.
It's 10, 15 years ago.
No, they started becoming like people.
I can't.
I was able to 3D print when I was in high school.
Yeah, but at school, not a lot of people own them personally.
So my uncle bought a 3D printer while I was in high school that he still uses at his store.
2005.
So technology is 20 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, it's just not something we have in the house today like microwaves, but that's probably going to be the situation. Hey, guys, good morning. Printing is not that difficult. It's the 3D modeling and designing your own parts for printing that takes a lot more skill.
I think what I'm taking away from this is I'm anti-3D. I'm anti-3D movies. As I get nauseous, I'm anti-3D printing because I don't understand it. I mean, I'm starting to understand it a little better, but like you're telling me you can 3D print a computer?
Dude, there's a guy that 3D printed his entire vehicle. And then assembled the parts.
No.
It was wild to watch. It's on YouTube.
I can't. I'm not here for it. I don't know, you guys. I just, you know that.
Breezy.
I think this is relatable. Like, how there's some things that like, you're like, I'll believe it when I see it. And then even when you do see it, you don't believe it. That's 3D printing for me. I can't do it.
No, I understand. It's hard to
be doing it.
It's very hard to wrap your head around if you've never done it. This guy says it's easier than it looks, Breezy. You download a file, open it in the correct software, you hit the slice and print button, and then you wait for it to finish.
Yeah.
He made it sound really easy.
It's like making a piece of toast.
If you were to use it, what is the first thing you would make?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like there's too many options. Like, the options are so endless. You can make anything from a home to a gun to shoes.
Well, don't get emotional on us. It's just a simple question. What do you want to make? What would you make? Think about the things you use on a day-to-day basis.
What? Like a new clicker. Like a new remote.
For what? Roku?
My TV.
There you go.
I'm always...
Yeah, you can do
that. But I don't know how to program it. You know? So there's guts inside that need to be programmed. I don't know how to do that.
I think it's just the casing
just
itself.
Build a new case so that you can have a purple remote for your TV.
Too complicated.
Yeah, okay. You didn't really want to learn how to do it. You just want to come on the air and complain about it.
Yeah.
It's not even complaining. It's not even learning. It's just disbelief.
I think
I'm
we
in
could.
Disbelief.
Hey, what's that course you were telling me about yesterday in Rochester? I think on University of. It teaches you how to do anything.
Oh,
you
it's
know.
The Brainery.
The Rochester Brainery. They're going to be holding a class, I think, on 3D printing, and we should go.
You're just making that up.
Well, you said they do anything and everything. I'm assuming there's a class.
It's 3D printing, apparently, so.
If they do it, we're going. We're all going. Not
so
you.
Like,
you're done.
So I was like, I literally don't work here, so.
I'm like, I've literally been 3D printing for 10 years.
So. Okay, we're good. I think it might be time for a baseball game, don't you, Breeze?
Heck yeah.
PXY Morning's Moose, Breezy, and of course, our friend... GM of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan
Mason.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Thanks for the food this morning. You got to tell Chef Keith we appreciate him.
You got it. This jambalaya.
Is it?
Jambalaya today. So it is chunks of chicken, andouille sausage, shrimp, rice, and vegetables.
Bowl.
It's spicy, too.
And it's got a little kick to it.
It's not... Oh, my... You're such a pansy. It's not that spicy.
I didn't mean to trigger you. So sorry.
I mean, some people would even take some Frank's Red Hot and shake
if
a few...
I had it,
shake
I
a few...
Now, are you guys serving this tonight?
Tonight. And this is our most popular food special. This is the food special that all our season seat holders clamor for all year.
Yeah.
And tonight will be the first night it's available at the Black Angus stand on the first base side. So if you like jambalaya... And it's hard to get jambalaya in Rochester, New York.
Very niche. Very niche.
Right? But it is amazing, and it'll be available tonight and tonight only.
Intern Joe's so happy you're on his mic so he can go in the corner and eat that jambalaya.
Crush that jambalaya.
He's obsessed.
We appreciate you hooking us up. Now, a couple of things. One, it's Friday. Two, there's a baseball game tonight. And three, I think the rain is officially... we're done.
It's out of here.
Right, so we're in the clear.
It's out of here.
Who is our boys playing tonight?
We are playing the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
That's right, the pigs.
So,
fries and bacon.
The dang pigs. But game time tonight, 6:05, Teacher Appreciation Night. And it's the first chance for fans to bring their dogs to the ballpark. It's our first Bark in the Park night.
Tonight.
That's right. That dog.
Yeah.
Bark in the Park.
Bark in the Park tonight. And then tomorrow is clean sweep day, game time 1:05. Show up at the ballpark at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You'll get a free breakfast, a free t-shirt, free coffee. You'll get instructions on where to go to help beautify the city.
Sure.
All right. We'll get you on a bus. We'll take you to the job site. A couple of hours of volunteering to clean the city that we love so much, right?
Got to keep
That's
it clean.
Right. That's
Come
right.
back to the ballpark. Free ticket to our 105 game.
Oh, my God.
Free Zweigel's hot dog and a free Coke.
All I hear is free.
A lot of free stuff, courtesy of the city.
We just cleaned the city, too, on Earth Day.
We did.
Last 2 weeks ago?
We did a little bit of a clean sweep here in High Falls.
That's beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Well, did you notice on your way in?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
All the trash blew back.
You still have some pigeons that live here, though.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about that?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on those.
Nothing you can do about that. Okay, so we have all that to look forward to tonight. And then do you guys go, where's Lehigh Valley?
They're in Pennsylvania.
And then next weekend, you guys are away.
So next weekend we go to, where do we go? We go to Scranton next weekend.
You're really in and around the Pennsylvania area.
Yes.
You know, I was
here, you're there. It's a lot.
I was picking my brain last weekend on different ways I can come up with things I can do personally to help you out. Do you need an assistant or anything like that?
Sure. I always could use an assistant.
Well, why would you be his assistant if you're his boss? That makes no sense.
You are my boss. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I'm still not on payroll.
Well,
if those stocks go, hey, listen,
I have
stock in the company.
For those of you who don't know, I have stocks with the Rochester Red Wings. It was passed down to me
generation
from my grandpa.
Generation.
Yeah, it's like a nepotism thing.
Yeah.
However, I have more shares than our GM here, Dan Mason. Therefore, I'm his boss.
Correct. That's whatever you need.
How it goes, yeah.
All right, so the Red Wings tonight play the Lehigh Valley Pigs, and as Breezy said, they're going to fry up some bacon, and then it's Bark in the Park tonight.
Bark in the Park.
Any
tonight?
Fireworks?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Fireworks
okay.
start next homestand.
Oh, beautiful.
When we rock the lilac. So next homestand, May 13th through the 18th,
Yay.
We'll be wearing our lilac
they're
uniforms
so
the entire homestand.
Yeah, but by the way, I just want you to know, because I know we chatted about this. I'm with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and last season we had the opportunity to bring some of the kids from the organization, the littles, into the locker room to meet some of the players and the umpires, and they're still talking about that today.
That's awesome.
And they still remember it, and it was an awesome experience. You guys do a lot with that organization.
We do. We try to be, like you guys, we try to be woven into the fabric of this community.
You very much are.
Beautiful way to put it, Dan. Absolutely.
You're one of our best friends,
no,
you know
you
that?
Literally are, well, besides Joe. But yeah.
All right.
Anyone who comes in the studio and gives us anything, we're literally obsessed with you. Yeah.
Go see our boys tonight. First pitch is at
6:05, and then Saturday 1:05, and then Sunday 1:05, and kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Go Red Wings. Dan Mason, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks.
Good luck tonight. Go
Thanks,
see the
guys.
Red Wings. Peaks Y Mornings, Moose, Breezy. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe. Happy Friday, you guys. Some of us really, really struggle to pronounce certain words, do we not?
Yeah, it's a tough go around for sure.
Anyone else have a hard time spelling out restaurant or vacuum? 585-252-9800.
Apparently gets me every time.
Apparently is difficult, yeah. I would love to hear which words you guys just can't spell out. There is a 911 call, and the operator asked this gentleman to spell out the name of a street so they can send paramedics to tend to his wife. He couldn't do it. The guy put his wife's life. He put his wife's life at risk. Take a listen to the 911 call, and which word he was struggling with. Here it is.
911. What's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir. Can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
Drag her is crazy.
Drag her is nutty.
Clearly, this happened in the South.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The warthog is like, that's...
The warthog is crazy.
I'm going to drag her over to Oak Street.
O-A-K.
Listen.
S-T.
In this guy's defense, eucalyptus is not an easy word to spell.
Also, like... In his defense, further, like, he's in a state of shock. I'm not doing a spelling bee calling 911. Like, I don't even know where I am right now.
Well, but it's spell hypothesis, Breezy.
Oh, gosh.
Let's go over to Jacqueline. My husband can't spell calendar, and I struggle to spell photosynthesis. Those are very two different words. Why? How often are you using that word?
I mean... I don't know. I did the spelling bee when I was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just
show off.
I don't know. I don't really
humble
struggle
brag
with most of those words.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Joe. Let's go over to John.
Not you boosting yourself up, propping yourself up on the last day.
John says, I can't spell maintenance. And what I find most sad about this is I work in maintenance. John, I absolutely love that.
I can't spell maintain.
I love that he spelled it wrong here, too.
You know what word that like kills me is through.
Which one?
Like
going
to go
through something.
Through, not like, oh, I threw that. I know how to spell.
Oh, the T H R O U G H.
It just looks really. It's not.
Let's pick up the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ezra. Who is this?
Oh,
seriously?
You called us, bro.
Seriously, Ezra?
Yeah. You asked my name, now I'm asking you too.
Okay, that's fair enough. My name is Moose, that's Breezy.
You listen to our show, I hope.
How can we help you?
Unless you're calling random numbers, which is also strange.
Are you a solicitor?
No, not at all. Not
am I late on my car insurance? What's happening here?
What's happening?
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. What's up, bro?
In reference to what you guys are speaking to, so I typically listen to you on the way to work.
Okay.
And I know that eucalyptus is one of the those difficult words to spell, but if I struggle with anything, I'm going to have to say it's the words necessary, disappointed, and decision.
You don't have a hard time saying them. You have a hard time spelling them.
Spelling them,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I usually end up substituting the C's for S's or vice versa, and I just wanted to come on and... So I say a lot of people struggle to pronounce or spell words.
Sure.
Don't let it get to you. It's not the end of the world. Actually, my girlfriend has trouble spelling the word.
Oh, you have
restaurant.
A girlfriend? I'm sorry. What,
yeah.
What word was that?
She has problems with restaurant, baguette, and diarrhea. I'm sorry. That was probably gross.
No.
In that order,
honestly have trouble with restaurant myself.
I have trouble with every word. I can't spell to save my life. So,
it's
really tough.
What, Ezra, humor us. What's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I don't think I need to tell you that.
Okay. That's totally fine.
You haven't named her yet, have you?
That's totally fine. You don't have to, buddy. She has trouble spelling restaurant, baguette, and of course, diarrhea, right?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Where'd you meet your girl at?
AMF Bowling on Dewey Avenue.
That's a good spot.
Believe it or not, she hit on me.
I love it.
Crazy.
I love it, you silver tongue devil. What was the vibe? What were you wearing?
Well, I was just wearing a nice pair of slacks, a nice button-up shirt, because when I go out in public, I like to present myself in the neatest way possible.
Sure.
Sure.
It was enough for her. For everyone else to turn heads at AMF.
It was enough. Yeah. I mean, most people would think it was the other way around, that I hit on her, but that's not the case.
No.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun. I was made fun of a lot in school because I always had trouble with words and spelling, but she's never made me feel stupid, and I always appreciated that about her.
Oh, good, man.
What a love story. That's amazing.
And how far along are you guys in your relationship, Ezra?
Well, it's getting serious. We're coming up on 6 months.
Hey!
Absolutely crushing it. Way amazing.
Good for you, man. We love to hear that. Well, hey, we tip our hats to you, Ezra, and your anniversary of 6 months with you and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you guys should do? You should go back to AMF and celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate that place.
All right. Hey, listen, before you go, spell necessary.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do this.
It's okay. Yeah, we won't put you on the spot. Dude, have the best Friday, Ezra. Appreciate you calling up, buddy.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Bye, King. This guy goes, bro, I can't even breathe right now. I can only imagine an off-air conversation with this dude. I'm dying.
I don't know. This guy strikes me for a freak in the sheets.
That's not what I was thinking at all.
Oh, no.
Was it necessary to try to get him to spell it at the end there?
Well, I don't know. Why
let me tell you something, Joe. It's always necessary, okay?
And spell I don't necessary.
It's not necessary.